His amazing grace is overwhelming, isn't it?
Verse 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a a bowing wall shall be ye, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, he is my defense, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, but to be laid in the balance they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work.
10,000 years? Whew. It's going to be like yesterday. All right. So we're going to take our lesson this morning from the book of Proverbs. One little verse in the book of Proverbs. It's going to be in chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. The word proverb. Pro-verb. What's a verb? Well, it's an action, isn't it? It is. It's the expression of an action. What's pro? It's before. So before taking action, read the book of God. Before taking action, read Proverbs. So, Proverbs chapter 29. And our lesson is going to come from verse 25. this lesson came about from a personal experience of mine. Verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. He who puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Well, let's talk about trusting in the Lord. When do we trust in the Lord? Well, whenever we're sick, we're down, or our loved ones are, we trust in the Lord to heal them. Absolutely we do. When should we trust in the Lord? Every breath that we take should be in trust and in faith in our God, who has put us here for His reason. So we should trust in Him in everything. But we get caught up, don't we? We get caught up in this daily life, and we take things on ourselves rather than trusting God for direction in what we say and what we do. The fear of man bringeth a snare. What does that mean? What's a snare? Well, a snare's a trap, right? Absolutely. When I think of a snare, I think of a wire, almost like a guitar string. And it would be tied in a loop that would slip, tied onto a limb, and placed hanging over a trail where something would come down a trail. What, a rabbit, whatever. And the rabbit wouldn't know it was there. And as he would pass into and past the snare, it would snare him and trap him. And he would be right there until whoever set the snare did whatever they wanted to with him. The same thing is true for us. The enemy sets traps for us. He sets snares for us. He really does, and he's active. Let me tell you, our enemy today is real. And we must be aware of him and these traps and these snares that he sets for us. Our enemy sets a trap in our path. Well, how does he know where we're going? Well, he knows that we are on the path to righteousness. He knows that we are following Jesus Christ. And he will set traps, snares in our path to stop us from doing that very thing. The enemy wants to stop us from traveling down this trail that we're on. And he will, if we're not careful. It's a snare. That snare, the hunter or the trapper prepares that snare for the animal that he wants to trap. That's how trapping works. If you're trapping a mink, you set a certain kind of trap. A rabbit, a certain kind of trap. A bear, a deer, a certain kind of trap. It is designed for that animal. And I want you to see that the traps that our enemy set before us as we travel down this path of righteousness, this path to follow Jesus, which is in our heart. That's what we're going to do. He purposely prepares and sets traps for us. We all have, as the Bible has declared, a sin that doth so easily beset us, so easily cause us problems. Well, the enemy knows what that is. And he'll prepare a snare just for you. We need to be aware of that. He prepares and sets a path on purpose. Why? Well, why does a trapper trap the rabbit? So that he may devour him. You remember in the book of Job when the sons of God came before God. And Satan was there too, the Bible says. And the Lord said, what you been doing? That's a paraphrase. He said, I've been going all up and down the earth. Well, later on, Peter, in 1 Peter, said, the apostle in 1 Peter said that he roams about. Let's just look at it. What's the enemy doing? 1 Peter chapter 5, starting verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. We've got to be wise as we walk this walk of faith, don't we? Because the enemy's real and he's really there. Where does wisdom come from? We've been talking about fear of man. Well, wisdom comes from the fear of God, doesn't it? And that fear comes with respect. If we know that he's right, we trust in him. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober then. Be vigilant. And I have said before, this be sober and be vigilant has to do with the intoxication of the love of the things of the world. That's what deters us, isn't it? Sure. That's what causes us not to express ourselves in telling of the gospel when we should. We look back and we see a situation and we're talking to somebody about the Lord, but we don't push the conversation into the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That happened to me, and it bothered me. It still bothers me. In a situation where I was with somebody and talking about the Lord, but it seemed that I got satisfied before I actually explained the sovereignty of God in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Lord showed me this verse in Proverbs. I like to think and like to say that I ain't scared of nothing. But when we look back at our actions where we fail the Lord in these things, and that is our job, is to express how salvation works, to express the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell the good news, isn't it? But if we look back in our daily lives, me especially, I see where I fail to do that. And so in looking back, why did I fail to do that? And it comes from fear. I really believe it does. Even though I don't think I'm afraid of anything. But I believe that's where it comes from. The fear of man brings a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Well, what would I have been afraid of? I didn't think that I was afraid. But somewhere in my mind or in my subconsciousness or my conscience, maybe I didn't want to be ridiculed. Maybe I didn't want to have to argue. Maybe I didn't want to be in a confrontation over something. It happens. I mess up when I think I'm strong. We all do. Anytime we think we're strong, we need to look to the Lord and thank him for the strength he has given us. Amen. And ask for more strength. The fear of man bringeth a snare. How does it do that? Well, after experiencing it over and over and over, we become complacent. We become complacent. I looked that up. Complacency is a feeling of contentment or self-satisfaction, especially when coupled with an unawareness of danger, trouble, or controversy. That's what happens to us. We get complacent, don't we? We do. We're not consciously thinking, well, I'm not going to tell this person about the gospel because they're probably not going to be saved. We don't consciously think any of those things because we love people and we want people to come to the truth. We want people to come to Jesus Christ. So it's a snare somewhere deeper than our conscience, I think. I think the enemy plants these snares. And we have to live with these things, these fears that are in our minds or in our hearts as we walk through our daily lives and attempt to witness to everyone that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Psalm 62, our brother read it a while ago. He is my defense, I shall not be greatly moved. Doesn't say that I shall not be moved at all. I shall not be greatly moved. Because we are protected, aren't we? We are protected. Like the chicks under the hen's wings, and God Himself expressed it that way. We are protected. We are protected. The fear of man keeps many from publicly declaring their faith. That's just a fact. It did me for a portion of time. It's just a fact. It's the fear of, well, my friends, they don't think that way. Maybe my loved ones, they don't think that way, the way the Bible thinks, the way the Bible declares my situation, my natural situation, and my need of God. And so that fear will keep people from publicly declaring that they trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that's what it is. It is the fear of man. We fail to stand sometimes for godly principles. Why? Because of popular opinion. What about popular opinion? The fear of it. The fear of being set aside. The fear of being looked at as different. The fear of being ostracized, or whatever you call that. People don't want to have anything to do with you. That's a real human trait. It really is. We want to be accepted, don't we? It's a natural thing. Because of that popular opinion, a lot of times we fail to stand up for the truth when we should. And then we look back and the opportunity's gone. Oh, that we would put our trust in the Lord and be safe. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. That's the second part of that little verse that we're preaching from this morning. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Safe from what? Safe from the fear of man. God is with us, therefore we are strong. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe from the power of sin. We're safe from the power of sin. Legally, we have been saved from the power of sin. Because of the wages of sin is death. We've been saved from that. Praise God. The power of the fear of man, the power of sin. If we put all our trust in God, we're safe from these things. And they're real and they're daily. If you're living in this world today, you're experiencing exactly what I'm talking about. These influences. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe from the influence of the world. Well, that's strong, isn't it? The influence of the world is very, very strong. But once again, humanly, we feel that we need to be accepted by everybody. Maybe not everybody. Mm-hmm. But everybody in our lives, in our groups, in our families, in our workplaces. That is important. But again, you can tell who are children of the Lord because they love each other. And let me tell you, I don't know who are and who aren't the children of God out there in my daily life. Nor do you. God knows the hearts. And so who are we going to tell the gospel story to? Well, the Lord left the church to tell it to the whole world, didn't He? Everybody. But we fail, don't we? We do. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe from the destroyer, the trapper, the one who designs and sets the traps for us. We're safe from him if we're trusting in God. See how salvation is by grace, but it's through faith. It's through faith in God, trusting in him, standing on the rock of our salvation. We must break through the snare of fear. And by doing so, we will enter the place of safety through the door of faith. I'm going to say that again. We must break the snare of fear in our lives. How do we do that? We start by recognizing it. We start by recognizing why we're complacent. Why we're hesitant at the very moment that God gives us an opportunity. Why? And then when we see why, we can break through that snare. We must break the snare of fear and enter into the place of safety. How? Through the door of faith in Jesus Christ. That is the way. It's trusting in him. It's standing on him. Knowing that our strength comes from him. There's a psalm. I think it's in 105. But it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore." I think that's the first part of Psalm 105. Well, that's some heavy duty instruction right there. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord and seek his face forevermore. Now I said, we break the snare of fear and enter the place of safety through the door of faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 10. I'll just go ahead and read it from verse 1. "Verily, verily, I say unto you." This is John 10, 1. "He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out." That's who we're trusting in, this great shepherd. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then Jesus said unto them," again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." I am the door of the sheep. "All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture." We must break the snare of fear in our daily lives and enter the place of safety through the door of faith. And that door is Jesus Christ himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by him. Oh, what a Savior. Won't we just stand on him? Stand on the rock of our salvation. Every situation, trust in him. Every situation, ask him to help us. What a Savior.